Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Dawn Platt. Very glad you could join me today. I'm here in the studio. I'm going to cover just some topics that I hear quite often in my support groups as a dementia coach, and just something that is a reality for me. I've experienced this myself. So let's go ahead and get started today. All of my career, I have worked in geriatrics, and well over 30 years, I have worked in the field of dementia, working with various clients, individuals who have various kinds of dementia and their families. And one of the things that has been a real reward for me is to work with families, to acknowledge what they're going through, to give guidance on decisions that they need to make, not making decisions for them, not telling them what to do, but giving them the resources and the education that they need to make quality decisions. Caregiving and caregiving decisions in and around dementia are an individual choice. Families make different decisions every day, and we support that. Here at the podcast, I try and have topics that I feel like are important to you on your walk and in your journey, and real discussions, real topics that people actually go through and experience over and over again. So throughout my career and my time of coaching multiple families, there are some emotions that come up. There are some feelings that come up. And with that, I like to talk about those things because you're not the only one that's facing this. You're not the only one who will face this in the future. Today on the podcast, my topic is when you feel angry as a dementia caregiver. I know that feeling angry doesn't sound right, doesn't feel right, but it happens. And the term is angry. It could be frustrated. It could be a lot of terms, but feeling angry frequently as a dementia caregiver is more common than you think. And it's a common experience that most people, to whatever degree, may experience on the dementia caregiving journey, oftentimes stemming from the overwhelming nature of the role of the caregiver. The frustration of dealing with repetitive behaviors and the feeling of helplessness as your loved one's abilities decline right before your very eyes. This can lead to feelings of frustration and even anger for some who are not able to funnel those emotions in a positive manner. Even if you understand that the person with dementia isn't intentionally causing distress, there is distress that comes with continually experiencing these types of changes in your life, in your home, in the lives of your loved one. It's important to acknowledge these feelings and actively manage them through self-care practices and seeking support when needed. I think one of the most important things that I like to talk about is how do you actively manage an emotion that you feel like you shouldn't be having, but is ever so common in the dementia caregiving arena. It just is. Lots of people experience these kinds of things. And if you're not on the dementia care journey, you may not understand why people go through this. And there are people, unfortunately, who say things out of ignorance because they do not understand the level of commitment, the level of sheer change that happens in the life of someone who is caring for a loved one with dementia. The sheer loss of who they are as a person can create such turmoil in life. It's really important to acknowledge. But I think one of the things that managing these things through self-care practices and seeking support when needed. If you didn't hear anything else today in the podcast, I want you to hear those two things. You have to practice self-care. You just have to do that for you to remain healthy as a person, as a caregiver, as a spouse, whatever your role is. It's important that you take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually, so that you can be the caregiver that you want to do. Seeking support when needed. If that means a therapist, a counselor, a priest, whatever the case might be, then that's what that means. It's very important that you know and understand that you need care as a caregiver. You need an outlet as a caregiver. So let's start by talking about understanding the source of this frustration or anger. And I'm not assuming that everyone's angry. Please don't get me wrong, but frustrations left unchecked often resort to anger. Whether they are self-absorbed anger or whether they're projected anger, whether they're outbursts, whatever they are, that emotion is something that comes up and something that has to be acknowledged and funneled and dealt with throughout the dementia journey. So here's some key reasons I think that dementia caregivers might feel frustrated or angry frequently. And real common, real sad, a reality in the life of all of us who have walked this journey. And that's the loss of independence for the person with dementia. When we witness the loss of our loved one's abilities, it is emotional. It impacts us. It is difficult to see, especially if it's your beloved father, your beloved mother, your beloved spouse. Whoever that loved one is, they are declining. They are not the person they once were, whether it's personality changes, physical abilities, processing abilities. This is impactful emotionally. What else are you going to do? You're going to be frustrated. You're not going to understand, even though you've been told, even though you've heard this word dementia, and by the end of your journey, absolutely hate the word of what dementia does. I hear people over and over again in my support groups talk about, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And that's how you should focus your energy, but it's difficult. It's easy to say, more difficult to do. But the sheer witnessing of a decline of a person is very difficult. People will say, my loved one, my husband is with me, but he's just gone. He's gone. His body's there. I see it's him. He's changed, but he's gone. The person that I knew, again, I experienced this myself. I've seen it time and time again. The person that I know, the person that I'm dealing with as a dementia professional is not the person that their family once knew. They describe that person to me. They tell me who they were. We do a biographical history on the person so that we can have better knowledge and ability to reach that person, to stay connected with that person. But frankly, that person declines. And it is heart-wrenching in many cases to see that. Loss of control. Watching a loved one lose their abilities can create frustration because you can't fix it. You can't fix the situation. And if you're a fixer, and I typically am that person. I know my spouse was a fixer. He wanted to fix every situation. Some of these things are not fixable, and that will lead to despair. It will lead to frustration. It will lead to emotion. So watching that, and you can't change it. You can't fix it. You can minimize it. You can try and make it better, but we can't fix these things. There is decline that comes. It's a progressive neurological disorder, and with it comes decline. Feeling overwhelmed. We've talked about this a lot. The constant demands of caregiving can lead to burnout and a sense of being overloaded, whether it's a doctor's appointment, refilling prescriptions, needing to get blood work, running out of orange juice, having to change your appointment at the beauty shop because the bather is coming at that time, or home health is coming at that particular time. These feelings can be overwhelming because they interfere with what a normal routine used to be. And they're very, very common. I used to think to myself, is there something else coming? What would happen if I don't address this? Because it's just constant. There's one thing after another. So there is constant demands when it comes to caregiving that you need to take care of. And it can lead to burnout. It can really lead to burnout. Lack of control. Another source of frustration can be you may feel like you can't control the situation at all, which can be a real source of stress and anxiety in your life. You don't know when this change is coming or when they're going to fall, or if you have a wanderer, or perhaps you have emotional outbursts. And unless you're aware, unless you're educated, you may be clueless on when these things are going to happen, and they just overwhelm you. They just override you like a wave on the ocean floor. So these things can really, really contribute to the sense of frustration. Emotional and physical exhaustion. It's hard to describe emotional exhaustion. I've gone through it a few different times in my life, and I actually went through it when I was grieving the loss of my mother. I was emotionally so exhausted. But times of stress, a natural disaster, other things going on in and around you, maybe things in life you might be missing. These things can be exhausting. And although you're sleeping or going to bed, you may not wake up rested because all your mind is thinking about is what you have to do to get caregiving done. Caregiving can be demanding. It can lead to burnout, and that can manifest frustration and even anger. It's like your day is never done. You're like a hamster on a wheel. These can be a real source. Look at what the source is. What is the source of your frustration? And where can you get help? Where can you make a change to make some adjustments in this to give yourself some relief? Repetitive behavior. So people with dementia may ask the same question repeatedly or struggle with basic tasks that were once easy, and you want to help them. You want to answer the questions. Dementia causes repeated questions or behaviors that can wear down your patience and cause frustration. You can't fix everything. You can't address everything. You can't answer every question. We've talked about repetitive behaviors. We've talked about how to deal with them. But the sheer act, the sheer need to respond can be overwhelming. And sometimes you think, my gosh, you're going to ask this how many more times? And some people say that out loud. And it's hard to cope with something that you have not been used to dealing with. The social isolation. Again, we've talked about this before, but social isolation is really something that can bring on a sense of loneliness, discouragement, depression, the blues. Caregiving can lead to social isolation, and this can really exacerbate emotions and add stress to an already stressful situation. Unrealistic expectations. I think I talk about this over and over. Our expectations have to change. Having unrealistic expectations about the caregiving process can lead to disappointment, to anger when things don't go as planned. Be flexible. Be flexible about your home, about the laundry, about dinner, about how flexibility in your life. Do not expect things to be exactly right. You've got to have some flexibility when it comes to the dementia journey. Not every day is going to go as expected. You're not going to accomplish everything that maybe you set out to do. And it's okay. There's another day. There is another day. Deal with expectations and be flexible with expectations. Feeling guilty about anger. In my support group, I constantly have spouses, children, adult children feel guilty about their anger. So now not only are they frustrated and angry, but now they feel guilty about it because they're not really looking at the reality of why it's happening. Anger is an emotion. If not dealt with, it's going to increase. That's the way it is. So natural emotions, it's important to recognize that feeling angry doesn't make someone a bad caregiver or a bad person. It is a natural human response to stress. Now, granted, some of us are more emotional beings than others. And obviously, this is not a license to do things that are neglectful or that are harmful, but it is a natural human response to stress, and especially when not dealt with, it's going to come forth. Instead of feeling guilty, let's do something about it. The guilt spiral. Caregiving and caregivers often feel guilty for getting upset. So common. It's so common, which then adds to their emotional burden and creates a cycle of guilt and anger. Let it go. Let it go. I always say a person with dementia, 5 minutes later, they don't remember most of what happened anyway. This is not personal. And deal with yourself and be forgiving, not only to yourself, but to the person who's asking that question for the umpteenth time. Understand and let it go. Just let it go. You're going to have to give some grace to yourself and to the person who is not intentionally doing these things. A caregiver can feel angry after an outburst and then experience guilt, thinking, how can I be angry when they're suffering? Or how can I be angry when they have dementia? And this is where counseling, this is where support groups can really, really help you deal with it, make the changes you need to make, acknowledge it, and move on the caregiving journey. So let's talk about some ways to manage your frustration, your anger as a dementia caregiver. First and foremost, acknowledge your feelings. Don't feel guilty for feeling angry. It's a normal reaction. It's what you do with it or don't do with it that make it negative. Acknowledge that you're angry. Talk about it. Say it. Find an outlet. Recognize triggers. Identifying solutions that spark frustration can help caregivers mentally prepare for it or find solutions. If you know that you are on the edge and then if they ask that question or do that one or two more times that you're going to blow a top, then remove yourself from that situation. Remove them from that situation. Do something different. Try something different. Recognize what the triggers are and when the triggers are. Maybe they're a certain time of day. Maybe they're at mealtime or shower time. Whatever it is, recognize the triggers and take a different path. Take breaks. Regular respite care breaks are essential for preventing burnout. Whether it's that 2 hours a day, twice a week, whatever the case might be, take a break. Deep breathing and mindfulness. Simple techniques of deep breathing and mindfulness can help caregivers calm down when emotions arise. These are techniques that you need to engage in. Go outside, take a breath, walk around the block, go sit in the garden, go have yourself a beverage and deep breathe and think on something good. Caregivers need to set boundaries to step away. And a 5 minute break when they feel frustration building. If your loved one is safe and secure, walk away. Walk away, go in the other room, take a breather, take a breath, and come back. Self-care practices, you need to prioritize exercise, whatever that is to you, walking, strolling, the gym, deep breathing. Healthy eating makes a huge difference. Learning relaxation techniques like deep breathing, getting sufficient sleep are very important to managing stress. Seek support, seek support, seek support. Again, a caregiver support group, a friend, a therapist, a trusted friend, pastor, or family that you can talk to. Just talk things through. Educate yourself. Learn more about dementia and its behaviors and better understand not only what your loved one is experiencing, but what redirection and distraction techniques are and how you can use them in your home, how you can keep them engaged to avoid some of the boredom that will bring about behaviors or some of the expressions that they may be having. Set realistic expectations. Understand that there'll be good days and there'll be bad days, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. One day's going to be good, one day's not going to be good. That's just kind of the way it is. And in dealing with the guilt, forgiving yourself, understanding that perfection is unattainable, that everyone has emotional limits. I don't know what yours are. I know what mine are. Learn what yours are. And yours may not be the same as your sister or your brother, but you have them. Recognize what they are and begin to move accordingly. Talking about your feelings, sharing with others. Everyone has emotional limits. Everyone has the need to release some guilt, a good cry, a good conversation, talk about these feelings is very, very helpful. Self-compassion, again, remind yourself that caregiving is hard. It's okay to experience these tough emotions that you're going through. Most people do. It's okay. You're working hard. You're doing a good job. It's going to be tough some days. And after an angry moment, you need to acknowledge your feelings. You need to forgive yourself and find that support. Talk about it. The chance of you repeating that if you have talked about it or admitted it or gone over it are going to be a lot slimmer than if you don't. It's really, really important. Again, overall, seek support. Whatever support looks like, whatever support can be. Again, there are community support groups. There are online support groups. There are support groups at your church. Get professional help. Get help from your church, family, or friends. Consider respite care. Consider bringing someone in for an hour, a few hours, or for a number of days if you can make that happen. Oftentimes in your area, there will be Alzheimer's Association or other groups that do offer respite, even respite while you go to support groups. A lot of times you can take your loved one with you. Really important that you do these things, that you recognize what is going on in this caregiver journey. When you feel angry as a dementia caregiver, understand that you're not alone. Choose to do the right thing. Choose to acknowledge and share how you're feeling. Visit our website. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your comments. I would love to address some of your questions. There are tons and tons of resources available to you out there. I hope that the podcast has been helpful to you today. Please subscribe. Please share the podcast. Visit us on YouTube, on Twitter. Visit us on Facebook. Share this with someone else that you think it might help. Until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode. Visit our website to suggest future topics and share the podcast with friends and family.